We'll continue the description of the Chaitanya tree. In the 10th chapter, the devotees from the Chaitanya tree in the Navadvip were described, and then Kaviraj Goswami describes the devotees in the Jagannath Puri. He started describing the devotees in Jagannath Puri from the 124th verse. So, 135th verse. Prataparudra Raja Ara Vodra Krishnananda. Paramananda Mahapatra Vodra Shivananda. Bhagavan Acharya Brahmanandakya Bharati. Shishiki Mahiti Ara Murari Mahiti.
King Prataprudra of Orissa, the Oriya devotees Krishnananda and Shivananda, and Paramananda Mahapatra, Bhagwan Acharya, Brahmananda Bharati, Shishiki Mahiti, and Murari Mahiti, constantly associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while he resided in Jagannath Puri.
So Prataparudra Maharaj, it is said that he is an incarnation of Indradyumna Maharaj, according to the Acharyas. And he got the opportunity to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the mercy of Sarvam Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai. And regarding Bhagavan Acharya, it is explained that Bhagavan Acharya's father was a materialistic person, and his brother was actually trained in the Mayavad philosophy. But when his brother came to Jagannath Puri, so Bhagavan Acharya wanted to hear from his brother what he had learnt. But Swarup Damodar Goswami somehow forbade Bhagavan Acharya to hear from his brother, knowing well that his brother is actually corrupted with the Mayavad philosophy. Also, there is another pastime which comes in Antya Leela, that once a friend of Bhagavan Acharya had composed a particular poem, and he wanted to present it to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many devotees appreciated that particular poem, but Bhagavan Acharya was very eager to bring that poem to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence. But Swarup Damodar Goswami examined that poem, and he could find out many mistakes in that poem. And that poem was also not according to the conclusion of, like, not according to the Siddhanta of devotional service. So therefore, he forbade. So in this way, these are some pastimes related to Bhagavan Acharya. And and it's described that these three personalities, Shiki Mahiti, Madhvi, and Murari Mahiti. These are another three devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. So Shiki Mahiti and Madhvi, in the Krishna Lila, they were assistants of Srimati Radharani, called as Raga Lekha and Kala Keli. And it is described that this Shiki Mahiti and Madhvi Mahiti, they were actually brothers, and Murari Mahiti were the brothers, and Madhvi was their sister. So Shiki Mahiti would try to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his meditation. So once in his meditation, he was trying to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in his dream, he had a dream. In the dream, he saw that Mahaprabhu was entering into the body of Lord Jagannath and then coming out of the body of Lord Jagannath. And so he saw the dream, and then, like, in that meditation, he became unconscious. He fainted. And then when he fainted, like, Murari Mahiti when he awakened, he narrated this dream to Murari Mahiti and Madhvi. So then Murari Magati and Madhvi, so then they actually, all of them together, they went to the temple of Lord Jagannath. So they went to the temple of Lord Jagannath, and then there actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually there. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Shikhi Mahiti, he had not actually, it seems that he had not previously seen Shikhi Mahiti, but Mahaprabhu directly embraced Shikhi Mahiti and said that, oh, you are the brother of Murari Mahiti. And then in that way, like he acknowledged Shikhi Mahiti's devotion. You are the elder brother of Murari. So in this way, Shikhi Mahiti felt ecstatic transcendental bliss. So in this way, these three... Madhvi. Shikhi Mahiti and Murari Mahiti are brothers. Two brothers and one sister. Ramananda Rai, Swarup Damodar Goswami,
okay.
Shikhi Mahiti, these are three. The half is actually Madhvi. So these are some pastimes related to Shikhi Mahiti and Murari Mahiti and Madhvi. And Prabhupada explains that there is a book in Oriya language called Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya. So that book contains many narrations about Shikhi Mahiti. But Prabhupada has just given just one pastime related to Shikhi Mahiti in this purport. Anybody has seen that book? Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya. Okay. Because Madhvi being a woman, she is considered as a half. Acha. It just explained that very confidential devotees, in the sense, because Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami, they would they would sing, they would recite different verses, they would sing different songs, understanding the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In that way, they rendered confidential service. Maybe something similar to that. Shikhi Mahiti and Madhvi. Any details I have not read. How they served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am not sure. So, you can see these are all very great personalities. Madhvi Devi Shikhi Mahitira Bhagini. Shri Radha Radasi Madhye Yandra Namagani.
Considered to have formerly been a maid servant of Srimati Radharani.
So all these three personalities, they were all assistants of Srimati Radharani. Madhvi Devi, who was in Krishna Leela, that is not mentioned, the name is not mentioned. But Shikhi Mahiti and Murari Mahiti, it is explained that they were Raga Leka and Kala Keli. But even Madhvi Devi was also a maid servant of Srimati Radharani. So then it is explained there were two devotees, Kashishwar Pandit and Govinda. So about these two devotees explained. Both these devotees, they were actually disciples of Ishwarapuri. Means they were actually god brothers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But these two devotees were instructed by Ishwarapuri to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because of being ordered by Ishwarapuri, at the time of his passing away, they came to Jagannath Puri in order to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is explained that Govinda would render personal service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Kashishwar Pandit, he would render service when Mahaprabhu would be going to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. So Kashishwar Pandit would go in the front, and he would try to like make way for Mahaprabhu to come so that people can actually go from the path. So in that way he would render service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is explained in the next 4 or 5 verses. So 141st verse. Anga Seva Govindere Dilena Ishvara Jagannatha Dekite Chalena Aga Kashishvara.
Govinda cared for the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whereas Kashishwar went in front of Lord when he went to see Jagannath in the temple.
So usually, because the etiquette is because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not want to accept service from them because they were actually his god brothers. But because it was ordered by Ishwarapuri, so therefore he accepted their service. And there were two more devotees who were assisting Govinda. And they were called as Ramai and Nandai. The 20th and 21st among the important devotees in Jagannath Puri. They always assisted Govinda. And it is explained that these two personalities in the Krishna Leela, they formerly supplied milk and water to Lord Krishna in the pastimes of so they became Rama and Nanda in the passions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these four personalities, Kashishwar Pandit, Govinda, and Govinda was being assisted by Rama and Nanda. So they were the personal servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The 145th verse, Krishna Dasa Nama Shuddha Kulina Brahmana Yara Sangela Yakaila Dakshina Gamana.
The 22nd devotee, Krishna Das, was born of a pure and respectable Brahmin family. While touring southern India, Lord Chaitanya took Krishna Das with him.
So now there are two more personal servants who accompanied Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during South India tour and during his visit to Vrindavan. They are described. So there is a Brahmin called as Krishna Das. So Krishnadas was also actually a great devotee. So you know that pastime of which will come, that Krishnadas during his South India tour, he was actually attracted by the Bhattahari women. So Mahaprabhu, he was a brahmacharya. Call Krishnadas. Why he was called as Kal Krishnadas? So Prabhupada just explains in the purport that when Krishnadas was attracted by the women, Mahaprabhu actually brought him by the Shikha. Then after coming to Jagannath Puri, so Mahaprabhu told Krishnadas not to associate with him. So he says that because the Lord was never favorably disposed toward an associate who was attracted by a woman. Thus, Krishnadas lost the personal association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The next servant is Balabhadra Bhattacharya, and he also acted as a brahmachari of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he toured Mathura. So, generally, in the Vedic culture, the sannyasi is not supposed to cook. So therefore, a sannyasi would have a brahmachari assistant. And this brahmachari assistant, he would either cook for sannyasi or he would arrange for the prasadam of sannyasi from the grihastha's houses. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya was actually doing this service. And of course, the more pastimes will come later in the Madhya Leela. And there were two more devotees called as Bada Haridas and Chota Haridas. And both were actually good singers who always accompanied Lord Chaitanya. 148th verse. Ramabhadracharya Ara Vodrasimeshwara ತಪನ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಆರ ರಘುನೀಲಾಂಬರ.
Among the devotees who lived with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, Ramabhadra Acharya was the 26th, Simheshwar the 27th, Tapan Acharya the 28th, Raghunath Bhattacharya the 29th, and Nilambar the 30th.
Singha Bhatta Kama Bhatta Dantura Shivananda Gaude Purva Bhritya Prabhura Priya Kamalananda.
Singha Bhatt was the 31st, Kama Bhatt the 32nd, Shivanand the 33rd, and Kamalanand the 34th. They all formerly served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bengal, but later these servants left Bengal to live with the Lord in Jagannath Puri.
So some of these devotees, you'll find that they'll come in Mahaprabhu's tree and also in maybe in Advaita Acharya's tree or maybe Nityananda's tree, because some of the devotees are associates in both the parties. So you'll see Achyutananda's name comes here and then it will come later in the 12th chapter also. So Achyutananda, the 35th devotee, was the son of Advaita Acharya. He also, when Mahaprabhu was living in Jagannath Puri, he lived with Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And Nirloma Gangadasa and Vishnudasa were the 36th and 37th. Who lived at Jagannath Puri as servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now he has described till the 151st verse, he has described the devotees at Jagannath Puri. So previously described the devotees of Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. Now he is going to describe the devotees at Varanasi. Just few devotees, 152, 154. Varanasi Madhye Prabhura Bhaktatina Jana ಚಂದ್ರಶೇಖರ ವೈದ್ಯ ಆರ ಮಿಶ್ರತಪಣ ರಘುನಾಥ ಭಟ್ಟಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಿಶ್ರೇರನಂದನ ಪ್ರಭುಯ ಬೇ ಕಾಶಿ ಆಯ್ಲ ದೇಕಿ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಚಂದ್ರಶೇಖರ ಗೃಹೆ ಕೈಲ ದುಯಿ ಮಾಸ ವಾಸ ತಪನ ಮಿಶ್ರೇರ ಗರೆ ಭಿಕ್ಷಾ ದುಯಿ ಮಾಸ.
The prominent devotees at Varanasi were the physician Chandrasekhar, Tapan Mishra and Raghunath Bhattacharya, Tapan Mishra's son. And Lord Chaitanya came to Varanasi after seeing Vrindavan for 2 months. He lived at the residence of Chandrasekhar Vaidya and accepted prasadam at the house of Tapan Mishra.
So, yes, few devotees, Chandrasekhar Acharya, Mahaprabhu stayed at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. But although he is a devotee, but he accepted prasadam at the house of Tapan Mishra. Because from a caste wise, Chandrasekhar was from a little lower caste, Kayastha. So he accepted prasadam at the house of Tapan Mishra. In this way, we see that Mahaprabhu followed the social etiquette. And another point which Prabhupada says is that Tapan Mishra actually met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at, where did he meet? In actually Bangladesh. When Mahaprabhu went to actually earn some money. That time actually Tapan Mishra met him. So the... In particular place... I don't remember the particular place. Silly. Maybe Chaitanya Bhagavat will have the details of the place. I don't know, not remembering. But I just remember one point that I think that will come later in the next chapter. But I think last year or last year, Isolas Radhana Swami Maharaj was highlighting a few of the points. He said that Mahaprabhu, after he met Tapan Mishra, Mahaprabhu revealed to Tapan Mishra that he is indeed the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he told him to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. So then he told Tapan Mishra, he instructed him to go to Varanasi, and then he said, in future I will come there. and till that time you reside at Varanasi. So then Tapan Mishra, like, he just took the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then he went to Varanasi. There was no particular information like when he would come in the future. And he was staying at Varanasi and there were practically no devotees at Varanasi. All were actually Mayavadis. So Maharaj was actually highlighting this point that how Tapan Mishra was so sincere that he followed the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Varanasi. There were so many devotees in Navadvip and he just went to Varanasi and stayed there for years together with no information when Mahaprabhu would be coming. So Mahaprabhu came later after taking sannyas. So when Mahaprabhu stayed at the house of Tapan Mishra, that time Raghunath Bhatt, who is actually the son of Tapan Mishra, he would actually assist Tapan Mishra in serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would especially massage the legs of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So later, when Raghunath Bhatt, when he became a young man, he went to Jagannath Puri. There is a chapter which describes that how he traveled from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. And he stayed at Jagannath Puri for 8 months. And there he served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially sometimes by cooking for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So later the same Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Mahaprabhu ordered Raghunath Bhatt Goswami to go to Vrindavan and to stay under the guidance of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. 158th verse. Tandrastane Rupa Gosai Shunena Bhagavata Prabhura Kripayateho Krishna Preme Matta.
While he stayed with Srila Rupa Goswami, his engagement was to recite Srimad Bhagavatam for him to hear. As a result of this Bhagavatam recitation, he attained perfectional love of Krishna, by which he remained always maddened.
So especially Raghunath Bhatt Goswami's two characters, two aspects of his personality, Prabhupada says that Raghunath Bhatt Goswami had great love for Srimad Bhagavatam, and second is that he was an expert cook. That he would especially cook for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And Raghunath Bhatt Goswami was Raga Manjari in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that Raghunath Bhatt Goswami would recite each verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam in three melodious tunes. And Raghunath Bhatt Goswami also, he ordered one of his disciples to make the, which temple? In Vrindavan? Radha Govind temple. So Radha Govind temple was actually made by the disciple of Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. And Raghunath Bhatt Goswami also made many ornaments for Radha Govind deities. And another one beautiful point, I think, which was highlighted by Maharaj also in many of his classes. So another character from Raghunath Bhatt Goswami's personality is that he never wanted to hear the blasphemy of a Vaishnava. He never wanted to hear the blasphemy of a criticism of a Vaishnava. And somebody would come and actually tell about some faults of a Vaishnava, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami would say that I don't mind these faults because this Vaishnava is engaged in the service of Krishna. Therefore, he would say that I don't want to hear his faults. I don't mind his fault. So these are some qualities of Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. Especially, he's expert in Srimad Bhagavatam. He's an expert cook. And he never wanted to hear the faults of a Vaishnava. So Rupa Goswami mentions in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or I think in the Upadeshamrita, he says that the advanced devotee is one who does not have the propensity to find faults with others. That we see especially in Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. Rupa Goswami, he actually excavated the deity. The temple was constructed by Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's disciple, that's what's explained. Jiva Goswami also? These are some services of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Yei mata sankhyatita chaitanya bhakta gana dinmatra liki samyak nayaya katana.
I list in this way only a portion of the innumerable devotees of Lord Chaitanya. To describe them all fully is not possible.
Ekaika shakate lage koti koti dala tarashishya upashishya taravupadala.
Branch of the tree have grown hundreds and thousands of sub-branches of disciples and grand disciples.
So here, Prabhupada again writes a beautiful purport here. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will find many purports of Prabhupada relating to ISKCON and devotional culture, Vaishnava behavior. So he says here, there is a great necessity for many, many disciples of the branches of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciple succession. So Mahaprabhu's mission should not just be spread within a few villages in Bengal or only within India. It should be spread all over the world. But it is very regrettable that complacent so-called devotees criticize the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness for accepting sannyas and spreading the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. So Prabhupada says that actually we don't want to criticize anyone, but when other people try to find fault with the devotees, we are just stating the fact. It is not that we want to actually criticize somebody, but the real truth must be stated, but do not find faults. And then Prabhupada says that genuine devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must take pride in the spread of the Krishna consciousness movement instead of viciously criticizing its propaganda work. In this way, it is explained that every branch and sub-branch of the tree is full of so many fruits and flowers, and they inundate the world with the love of Krishna. And each and every branch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees has unlimited spiritual power and glory. Even if one had 1,000s of mouths, it would be impossible to describe the limits of their activities. And then he says that I have just described briefly what is, even Ananta Se should not be able to describe these devotees. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Padeyara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa.
Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps.
So now we'll go to the next chapter, the expansions of Lord Nityananda. So these three chapters mainly contains many names. So these